Maseches Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The next series of Mishnayos discuss on androgynous, which is a person who's born with both male and female body parts, and it's unknown what his gender is. And it compares in some ways like men, some ways like women in halacha. And this Mishnah, these Mishnayos, are a continuation of the topics discussed in Perek Beis about a koi, which was an animal that was unknown if it was from a behema, domestic animal, or a chaya, wild animal, and compared the halachas that it has to both of them. So the Mishnayos go through a similar process with an androgynous. Tanya, it was taught in the Braisa, androgynous, yesh by drachim shavu lanashim. This androgynous has ways in which in halachi is similar to men, yesh by drachim shavu lanashim, and in some ways in halachi similar to women. V'yesh by drachim shavu lanashim lanashim. In some ways, he has halachas that both men and women have. V'yesh by drachim sheinu shavu leil anashim v'leil anashim. And he has halachas that are found neither by men nor by women. And all of these categories will be explained in the upcoming Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis. Shavu lanashim ketzad. In what ways is the androgynous similar in halacha to a man? Metame b'leiben kanashim. He becomes tame with white emissions like a man. The white emissions will make him a zav. That'll be a tumah that's found by men, not by women. V'naisei, he can, like men, he can marry a woman. Avaloi nisa kanashim, but he cannot become married to a man because he is like a man in these regards that he can only marry. He can only marry a woman, but not a man. He's not allowed to have yichud, to be alone, secluded with a woman, just like other men have this halacha that there's a iser of yichud. He won't have his food provided for him like daughters. Just like other men, he does not have this halacha, and this is referring to when a father dies and doesn't have enough property to support all of his children. So the daughters receive first what they're required to provide for their food and their necessities until adulthood. That's for the daughters. Sons are not included in this. And the androgynous, since it's not clear that he's if he's a male or female, so the androgynous will not get the nizainus will not get fed his needs from the father's small estate, just like the other boys. The enai netaf, he doesn't wrap his hair like women, rather he keeps it uncovered like men. Umisaper kanashim, and he has his hair cut like men. This is so his appearance will appear like a man, so he won't have a appearance of a woman, which would may lead to him marrying a man, and that would be problematic. If he's a kohen, he's not allowed to become tame to a mace, to a dead body. Only the male kohanim are forbidden to become tame to a dead body, and the androgynous has this halacha like the males. Mechayev b'bal takif, he's obligated in the halachas of not cutting off the peis, rounding the corners of the head. U'b'bal tashchis ka'anashim, and also in the halachas of razoring off, destroying the beard, just like men. Mechayev b'chol mitzvahs amurs b'tera ka'anashim, and he's obligated in all the mitzvahs like men, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even mitzvahs aseisha asman grama, time-bound mitzvahs, which women are exempt, the androgynous is chayev, is obligated in all these mitzvahs. So in all these ways, he has halacha similar to men.